Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown where we decode the quarterly reports so you don't have to. I'm Alex, and joining me as always is Jordan. Today we're diving into AMD's absolutely stellar first quarter 2026 results that had Wall Street buzzing. But before we jump in, I need to mention that this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions. Jordan, AMD just dropped some seriously impressive numbers. Walk us through the headline figures.
Alex, these results were nothing short of spectacular. AMD crushed expectations with $10.3 billion in revenue. That's 38% growth year over year. But here's the kicker. They're guiding for $11.2 billion in second quarter, which would be 46% year-over-year growth. Their data center business is absolutely on fire, hitting a record $5.8 billion, up 57% from last year.
And the profitability story is even better, right? I saw some incredible cash flow numbers.
Exactly. Free cash flow more than tripled to a record $2.6 billion. That's 25% of revenue. Earnings per share jumped 43% to $1.37. Lisa Su called it a clear inflection in our growth trajectory and a structural shift in our business. Data center is now their primary growth driver, which is a massive change from just a few years ago.
Now, the really interesting story here seems to be what AMD is calling the agentic AI revolution. Jordan, they literally doubled their server CPU market size projection in just 6 months. How does that happen?
It's pretty remarkable, Alex. Back in November at their analyst day, they projected the server CPU market would grow at about 18% annually to around $60 billion by 2030. Now they're saying it'll grow at over 35% annually, reaching more than $120 billion by 2030. Lisa Su explained it perfectly. As AI adoption scales and you get more inference workloads and AI agents, you need dramatically more CPU compute for orchestration, data processing, and managing these AI workloads. It's not just about the GPUs anymore.
And AMD is positioned perfectly for this, aren't they? They're seeing massive growth in both their server CPUs and their AI accelerators.
Absolutely. Their FIC server CPU business grew over 50% year-over-year, and they're guiding for over 70% growth in second quarter. They're gaining market share against Intel while also benefiting from this expanding market. Plus, they landed some massive AI partnerships. They announced deals with Meta for up to 6 gigawatts of AMD Instinct GPUs and expanded their OpenAI partnership.
6 gigawatts? That's a lot of computing power. Put that in perspective for our listeners.
To put it simply, that's enough power to run a small city. These are multi-year, multi-billion dollar commitments. AMD is becoming a core infrastructure partner for the world's biggest AI companies. And the exciting part is Lisa Su mentioned they're seeing demand forecasts exceeding their initial plans, with visibility all the way down to which specific data centers these chips are going into.
Now, it wasn't all perfect news. There were some headwinds mentioned, particularly around memory costs and China. Can you break that down?
Right. So memory prices are inflating across the industry, which is impacting both costs and consumer demand. AMD expects this to hurt PC and gaming demand in the second half of the year. They also saw their AI GPU revenue decline slightly in first quarter due to lower China sales, though that's more of a geographic mix shift than a fundamental demand issue. But here's what's impressive. Even with these headwinds, they're still guiding for strong growth across all segments in second quarter.
The Q&A session had some fascinating exchanges. What stood out to you from management's commentary?
A couple things really caught my attention. First, when analysts pressed about CPU to GPU ratios in AI deployments, Lisa Su said they're seeing a shift from traditional 1-for-4 or 1-to-8 ratios to closer to 1-for-1. And potentially even more CPUs than GPUs in heavy agent workloads. That's a fundamental shift in data center architecture. Second, the confidence in their supply chain was striking. Despite industry-wide tightness, they feel well-positioned to meet this explosive demand growth. They're working directly with customers on long-term capacity planning.
And looking ahead, AMD seems incredibly bullish about 2027 and beyond. They mentioned exceeding their long-term financial targets.
Yes, Lisa Su said they see a clear path to exceed our long-term financial targets, including delivering more than $20 in EPS over the strategic timeframe. They're targeting tens of billions in annual data center AI revenue in 2027 and expect to exceed their 80% CAGR growth target. The timeline is interesting too. They're ramping their next-gen Instinct MI450 GPUs and Helios platform in the second half of 2026 with significant volume in fourth quarter and continuing into 2027.
For investors trying to make sense of all this, what's the big picture takeaway?
AMD is riding two massive waves simultaneously. First, they're gaining market share in the traditional server market, while that market itself is exploding due to AI infrastructure needs. Second, they're establishing themselves as the number two player in AI accelerators behind NVIDIA, with major customer wins and a clear technology roadmap. The risk, of course, is execution at scale and maintaining competitive positioning. But their partnerships with Meta and OpenAI suggest they're not just another vendor. They're becoming integral to how these AI giants build their infrastructure.
Any final thoughts as we wrap up?
What impressed me most was the breadth of the growth story. It's not just one product line. It's data center CPUs, AI accelerators, even continued strength in PCs and embedded systems. AMD has built a diversified portfolio that's all benefiting from the AI revolution. The market clearly agreed. The stock jumped over 17% after earnings. But remember, everything we've discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
That's a wrap on AMD's blockbuster first quarter 2026 results. Thanks for joining us on Beta Finch. We'll be back next time with another AI-powered earnings breakdown. Until then, keep those portfolios diversified and those research skills sharp. That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.